Blog Talk Radio. thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God, you see, I just want to say it one more time. God to do.
Shine on me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You feel me up here.
Fall on me.
I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven bless my soul. Oh, rain on me.
Rain on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Fall down on me, Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was favor. Let the favor of heaven fall down on me, Karen Clark Shield family. Yes. Oh, yes, we're going to get started by recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that power and that one presence, that grace spirit that is known by many, 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 many names is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Yes. Recognizing that there's not a spot that our God is not. We're getting ready to be intentional about the breath, because what, there's power in the breath, family, and sometimes we forget to breathe. And today we're going to be intentional about breathing. And so right now I just want you to center your mind, center your thoughts, enter into the presence. Invite the stillness and know that you are God. We're going to take in that breath, breathing in through that nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and release the breath, family. And remember to breathe into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Let's breathe, family, and be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe and release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And together, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And as we invite the energy of divine love moving from the head right into the heart space, just spending a few minutes with the heart right now and just honoring the gift of the heart. Thank you, heart. And I just want you to give honor and thanks to your heart for allowing you to be present, to feel the feelings of all your emotions. And I just want you to breathe one more time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Release. Oh, divine Mother, Father, God, precious, precious Holy Spirit, we come today before your presence asking that we invoke our higher mind presence. Our beloved I am that I am presence. Asking that every word and every meditation of our heart come from this place in our higher mind self, Holy Spirit. That our thoughts will be your thoughts, our words will be your words. Come and speak to somebody's heart today, God. We ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. We ask you to bring forth blessings upon blessings upon blessings, that each day gets better and better, sweeter and sweeter, Holy Spirit. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless every area of our life this morning, God. We ask you to open up and enlarge our territory this morning. Enlarge our territories, God. Bring us before global places, God. I just ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and open up our gifts, Holy Spirit. Stir up and activate the presence of you in us right now, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and just bring forth a blessing that even our own self won't even understand, God, that it will be wild in our own mind, God. Come on, wow us this morning, God. Turn up on this turned up Tuesday. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God. God, I'm asking you to bless our hands and anoint them, that everything we touch, God, will turn a prophetic platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to anoint our thoughts this morning, to bring us fresh anointing, God. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and let there be light. Holy Spirit, let there be light. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let this be the greatest day of our life this morning, God. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the present. We thank you for this right now moment, God, as we open ourselves to cleanse and renew our heart this morning, God. With the cleansing prayer, we start this morning with morning.
I am the I.
I am the I.
I come forth from the void into the light. I am that emptiness.
I am that emptiness.
That hollowness beyond all consciousness. The I, the id,
the all.
I draw my bow of rainbows across the waters. The continuum of minds with matters. I am the invisible, untouchable breeze. The undefinable atom of creation. I am the I.
I am the I.
Spirit, superconscious, please locate the origin of my feelings, thoughts of. Here, fill in the blank with your belief, feeling, or thoughts that you want to erase. Take each and every level, layer, area, and aspect of my being to this origin. Analyze it and resolve it perfectly with God's truth. Come through all generations of time and eternity, healing every incident and its appendages based on the origin. Please do it according to God's will until I am
at
the present, filled with light and truth. God's peace and love, forgiveness of myself for my incorrect perceptions.
For all the incorrect
forgiveness of every person place, circumstances, and events which contributed to this, these feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. Peace be with you. All my peace. The peace that is I.
The peace
that is I am.
The peace that is
the peace for always.
The peace
now and forever and evermore.
And forever.
My peace I give to you.
My peace I give to you.
My peace I leave with you.
My peace I leave.
Not the world's peace.
Not the world's peace.
But only my peace.
But only my peace.
The peace of I.
The peace of I. Wow. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Apologize. Please, please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. Love you. Last time. And I want you to feel it in your heart. I apologize. Please, please, please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. And I love you. Love you. I love you. And I just want you to stay in our love in this right now moment. One of the participants of the love journey asked that we send her some love and prayer. And she sent this really interesting prayer. And so as we see her as whole, perfect, and complete, in this right now moment, I want you to recognize that there is only one God and one presence. Thank God for perfect, perfect health, perfect love, perfect wealth. And I just want us to thank God right now, releasing all ideas that is not serving a higher purpose right now. All ideas that we are anything other than the truth. That we are absolutely perfect, whole, and complete. Thank you, God. perfect, whole, and complete. And I want you to know that you are a gift to this planet. And nobody came to the planet to do exactly what you came to do in the way that you came to do it. And so in this right now moment, I want you to release any ideas that you are not good enough or complete enough. And so as we recite these words to this prayer, it's an Indian Nahuti prayer, and it's a prayer of releasing conditions and thoughts. I release my parents feeling that they have failed me. Come, Holy Spirit. I release my children from the need to make me proud so that they can write their own ways according to their hearts. Come on, Holy Spirit. I release my partner from the obligation to make me feel complete because I lack nothing in myself. I learn with all the beings that surround me through all time. I thank my grandparents and ancestors who met so that today I breathe life and I release them from the faults of the past and from the wishes they did not fulfill. Aware that they did the best they could to resolve their situation with the consciousness they had at the moment, I honor them. I honor them. I love them. I recognize their innocence. And I bear my soul before their eyes because that is why they know that I do not hide or owe anything more than being faithful to myself and my own existence, walking with the wisdom of the heart. I am aware that I am fulfilling my life project, free of visible and invisible family loyalties that may disturb my own peace and my own happiness, which is my greatest responsibility. I renounce the role of savior, of being the one who unites or who fulfills the expectations of others, and learning through love, I bless my essence and my way of expressing. Although there may be someone who cannot understand me, I understand myself because only I lived and experienced my story. Because I know myself. I know who I am and what I feel and what I do and why I do it. I respect and approve. I honor the divinity in me and in you. So today, we are free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so it is. This prayer was an ancient blessing prayer created in the Nahuatl language in the central region of Mexico, which deals with forgiveness, affection, detachment, and liberation. And so she asked, could we say that together in the morning? And so I just wanted to let you know where that prayer came from and honor a request. Two requests. Two, to do the Ho'oponopono, and the prayer we do before the Ho'oponopono is a deeper prayer that Moana, who is actually the one who revolutionized the Ho'oponopono prayer that came from a study deeper in the Ho'oponopono information. And so we're going to get started. I'm going to start off with a song this morning. You tuned in to the love journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to start off with a quick song just to get everything back in the center. Reminding to let the spirit of love. This is Erica Badu and Ziggy Marley in love with you. Oh no, no.
Oh yeah. did I do today? Now remember the first time that we met you. Now could I forget you? When you smile and I turn and I say to you, yo, yo, you proven true. I'm in love with you, in love with you, in love with you, in love with you. I'm in love with you, in love with you, in love with you, in love with you. Now I'm so in love, baby, and I don't care what your mama says. And in love, baby, and I don't care what your sister says.
He said he's really digging me. I don't know what to say. I can't imagine why he's so weak. That's when he took my heart in his hand and kissed it. I'm in love with you, loving you, loving you, loving you, loving you, loving you. I'm in love with you, loving you. I'm so in love, baby. I don't care what your brother say. Oh. I'm so in love, baby. I don't care what your people say.
Will I try? And I try, 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 and I try. Hey. And you say you need more than a friend. That's all I've ever been. Yeah. There's one day you won't overstand. Yo, badu, badi, ladu, bunde, de.
And when I look in your eyes, I know that you were meant to be my soldier. So baby, come on, I mean it desperately. I'm in love with you, loving you.
In love with you, in love with you.
I'm in love with you, love.
No, 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 I'm in love with you, in love with you.
I'm so in love, baby. I don't care what the people say.
Now I'm so in love, baby. And I don't care what your teachers say.
I'm so in love, baby. I don't care what the brothers say.
Hey, dadu badu badi dum dum dede, badu la di da dum dede.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram, a.k.a. Love Goddess, Lady Love. Yes, that's me. That was Erykah Badu and Ziggy Marley. in love with you. And yes, I am in love with you this morning. I'm in love with me. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with us. I love us, family. Yes, I love the Love Journey family. And we're going to get started this morning with You Are Enough. That's what we're going to talk about. And guess what? I'm going to start it off with Eric Thomas reminding us that we are enough. And then we're going to read. This is such good information right here. I just love Eric Thomas. And I just want to remind you, if you live in the Chicago area, he's going to be here with our Remarkable Woman Conference. Yes. And so guess what? If you have not been to a Remarkable Woman Conference, you should think about coming this year. June 29th, right here in Chicago. I'm always a speaker. I sit on the board. I've been put every one of these Remarkable Women conferences together with Nicole Wheatley and several other of our friends and people who volunteer, and it's always been amazing. So this year, Eric Thomas will be our guest speaker. So be there, but don't. You're going to be square if you don't. All right, this is Eric Thomas. You Are Enough. We're going to play a 5-minute clip of that, and then we're going to come back and we're going to open up a dialogue conversation. And guess what? The reason why, also, we're going to talk about it from the science of the mind. It says you are enough too. It's all about being enough.
I want to show you something real quick, and we're going to finish the scripture. Take me back to it. I want to show you something. I didn't watch the fight. No disrespect to Mayweather. I just grew up Muhammad Ali. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. Mike Tyson. I ain't mad at your boy. He the best of the best. And I'm just not used to people who weigh 132 pounds fighting. It's just not. I just didn't grow up watching little fellas fight. You know what I'm saying? Like me. That like me and my man get into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not used to that. I'm used to some big boys. Spinks. Holmes. Larry Holmes. I'm used to Marvelous Hagler. I'm like Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hitman Hurts. I ain't used to the. I ain't grow up that. I grew up, they was bah, bah. So I ain't really watch my man, but I do read and study him. Showtime, I read all his stuff. Post conference, I watch all of it because I want to know. And the thing I found that was most amazing was this right here. My man, 50-0. And what he got on every other box trainer, he got a trainer and a daddy. Come on. You're not hearing what I'm saying. He got a trainer and a daddy. So his daddy knows stuff about him that nobody else knows, can push buttons that nobody else can push. Why? Because that's his son. And don't nobody stand a chance because all they got is a trainer. My man 50-0 because his daddy, and watch what he said. He said, I don't always agree with him. Listen to me, young people. You don't always have to agree with your parents or God, but God knows best, and your mama, who womb you came out, know more than some little 13-year-old you listening to. And so my man, let's go. Keep going. I want to show y'all something real quick. This is what happened when you run with daddy. You said 50-0. Can we move that? I just can't. Can we move that over? I say I think we can move that over. If we can't, let me just show you. 300 million when you stick with your daddy. Yeah, we'll go with that. Watch that second. Look at this one. Watch what happened when you stick with daddy. The Bible says he got his stuff and left, and it was a wrap after that. It was a wrap. He got his money, and he left his dad. That was it. It was a wrap. He was in a pig pen. He was with people who didn't really care about him. They act like they did as long as he had that paper. But once that money was gone, they was gone. My man in the pig pen eating what the pigs eat when he was with it. And you want to know why I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You a fool not to. You a fool to go to work in 10 minutes and not spend an hour, 2 hours with God. You a fool if you ain't staying connected. He in the flesh, in the carnal, he 50-0, sticking with his daddy. And he said it. I don't always agree with my daddy. And I don't always like what he does, but he's the best trainer in the world. You ain't always got to like what your mama say and your daddy say. But trust me, don't nobody love you and care for you like they do. And don't nobody love you like God. Let's go back. I want to show y'all what happened when you stick with daddy. In the flesh, I want to make it real practical. 300 million out of retirement. Somebody tried to check my man. You said you was retiring. He said, I was. I did retire. I was telling the truth. When I saw 300 million, only a fool. Only a fool. $300 million against somebody who ain't never boxed a day in their life. Only a fool wouldn't come back. He said, I'm going this time for real. Keep going. Let me show you. With his daddy. Let's go. With the daddy. Watch what happens with the daddy. Pacquiao, $250 million. We're talking about over $540 million. You put all that together right there, that's almost $500 million with his daddy. So do me a favor. Some of y'all in this room, you left daddy and you need to come back home. Listen to me. The reason why I'm telling you to come home is because you left daddy and you ain't no better off when you left. Ain't nothing happening in your life that should keep you from coming back to the home other than somebody being real with you and telling you to get your butt back home. So there's a group that you were church, you were. And you left God because you wasn't feeling the trainer. You wasn't feeling the trainer. You weren't feeling the regimen he put you through. You weren't feeling the process. You weren't feeling how he did it. But let's be real, how he did it works. It works. The stuff I hear at 3:00 and what daddy tell me to do, sometimes it don't make sense. But it does not have to make sense. He's Alpha and Omega. Okay, so God's going to give you a breakthrough. You were church, you left God, and you're in your mind like, yep, E, for real, yep. It ain't, what you're saying ain't deep, but yep, it's right. Just once you unchurch, you know you left, things didn't work out the way you thought they was going to work out when you left. Just raise your hand for me. Just raise your hand. Come on, let's keep it 100. Just raise your hand. Yep. Come on, keep it high. Give it to me. I don't play. God about to bless you. Raise your hand. I know about God, and I left, and it ain't been right since I left. Put your hands up. Come on. We're going to get a breakthrough tonight. Ain't nobody trying to be cute for nobody. Good. Now I want to take it to the next level. Stand right now. Look, this is what I want you to do right now. We're going to take 10 seconds. That's it. We're going to take 10 seconds, and we're going to say, God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. Close your eyes. That's between you and God. God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. That's it. God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. That's it. God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. Well, just say that. That's it. All right, you have a seat. Good. All right. We got to hurry up. I love it. So watch this. And after he spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country. I'm so glad Mayweather never left his father, even though he wanted to leave, even though he couldn't stand his father, and began to be in need. Anytime you leave God, at some point in your life, you're going to be in need. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. It may take 5. But at some point when you leave God, you're going to be in need again. Why? Because you left the source. Ain't no gas in Dallas right now. They're struggling in Dallas. Why? Because the source is in Houston. Oh, you missed what I just said. They say it's like the 1980s. They got 200 cars. They say the police is at the gas station now showing people, like, come on in, like, get, like, that's a football game. Why? Because the source is in Houston. And the source. See, it seemed like the source was in Dallas until something happened in Houston. And then we found out what the real source is. The source. It's not your job. Amen. The source is not your man. The source is not your degree. The source. That's why I don't really do that Dr. Thomas stuff. I ain't trying to not be, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be big. I'm like, I just want to be careful because some of you Dr. Thomas, like, I ain't mad if that's what God told you to say. But I'm just not trying to take God's credit. Like, because God been blessing me all this time. And some people say doctor, like, he made it. No, I made it before. I made it when God said I made it. I made it alone. I made it with the GED. I had made it. I made it when I was homeless. I made it. Why? Because God said, you are a son. You my child. You ain't got to do nothing else. You ain't got to get a degree. You ain't got to do nothing. You my son because you my son. And I'm just going to bless you because the rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. You ain't got to do nothing for me to love you. You ain't got to do nothing for me to hook you up. You my daughter. You enough. You enough. That's why you done ran through 4 men because you don't know you enough without a man. You enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never pass that law degree, you enough. If you never become a doctor, you enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never have a child, you are enough like you are. And that's why God created you. You are enough. And God said, come on home so I can take care of you. You got these no good Negroes taking care of you. I'll let me take care of you. You worry about some job. They killing you. And you going to that job like you a slave. God said, let me take care of you. I gave you a gift. Your gift will make room for you. I gave you a gift. You ain't got to run up behind them. They going to run you in the grave. You ain't going to have no time with your family and your kids. Let me take care of you, baby. I created you. They didn't. Let me take care of you.
I'm going to need you to be real. Some of the stuff's going to hurt today, but it's okay. One of the things I'm starting to realize is there's a small group of people that's really living the American dream. So they're selling you some good information. They're not showing you how to execute on those. All I'm saying is, as we move forward, we can't help certain things, but we're not going to sabotage ourselves. So I'm going to show you why they execute and why you don't. But more of us could be living whatever life we want. But what they didn't show you is how you were supposed to do that. What I want y'all to start doing for me is having dreams and then give me a couple nightmares to go with the dreams. For real, I just want you to make up in your mind like this could happen. Not because I want you to be spooked out, but I don't want you to get hit and you like, I didn't prepare for that.
Wow. I love it. I love my life, y'all. I love it. You are enough right where you are. Even if you don't get married, you are enough. I love that when he said that. You are enough just the way you are. So I'm about to read from The Science of the Mind. I love it, love it, love it. And then we're going to talk about you are enough. What time is it? Today, you are enough. So behold the Christ presence in you, because you are enough just the way you are. Rumi once said, if love is a fire, I am wood. The Science of the Mind on page 478 said, the essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, it stimulates the emotion, it renews the soul and proclaims the spirit. A universal sense alone bears witness to the divine fact that you are love, God is love, love is God, and you are already enough just the way you are. Oof. That's like music to the soul. Oftentimes we think we suffer because of lack of love from other people. Let's hear that again. Oftentimes we think we suffer because somebody didn't love us, somebody other than ourselves, but that's never the case. Our suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves. Nothing is more painful than that, because everything you ever need, want, and desire is already in you. You are enough. You see, I read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. As you begin to feel your own love, you realize how much energy you've been putting into trying to get love on the outside, and how no matter how much of that you've received from someone else, it's never been enough. That's because it doesn't change your inner belief. If others say you're wonderful on a core level and you don't believe it, their love will be only a temporary fix. Soon enough, you'll be looking for more from them or someone else. Because only self-love can fill up that emptiness inside of you that stems from the false belief that you're not enough, that you're unlovable, that you're not important. You see, everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself. If you are wounded inside and haven't addressed those wounded places, they will reflect in those around you, because life is a mirror. I know we don't want to hear that. I see a lot of conscious people now on Facebook and different places trying to figure out. They say life is not a mirror, that people don't reflect you. But I come to tell you, you can't change universal law because it don't fit into your spirit or fit into your idea or what you think it is. I come to tell you this morning, life is a mirror. and everything you think reflects, because you are the creator that created the energy that's reflected in your world. So let me say that again. Everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself. And if you wounded on the inside and haven't addressed those wounded places, they will reflect in those around you. Life is a mirror. I want you to marinate on that. You say, why am I stuck in this nowhere marriage? Life is a mirror. Why am I struggling and don't have enough money? Life is a mirror. Why do I keep going to a job I don't appreciate and all these gossipy people at work? Oh, life is a mirror. Self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love the presence as me, called God as me? I want you to hear that again. If I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not already be enough? Because I am an aspect of God. I am the presence of God as me. How can I not have compassion for my presence of God, my God self? When I realize who I am as a divine being, loving myself is not a selfish act. It's an action which assures my walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Come on, somebody, I'm going to read that again. Self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love God as me? How can I not be enough? How can I not have the compassion for the presence of God as myself? And when I realize who I am as a divine being, loving myself is not a selfish act. It is action which assures my walk in the world as a beneficial presence. I am already enough. When I look in the mirror to behold the face of God, I realize I am more than enough. I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. My loving is assured. I am more than enough. You know how they say drop the mic? That's one of them drop the mic moments. That's one of them drop the mic moments. I come to tell you this morning. I come to remind you this morning that you're already enough. Why is it that we always need another degree, another certification? Why is it that we need a man, a woman? Why is it that we need money? Why is it that we always think we need something that we don't have? When you are, and whatever it is that you want, desire, it's already there. And you need nothing outside yourself. It's nothing outside of you that you'll ever need more than who you are in this right now moment. Because you are more, come on, than enough. You are more than enough. You are more than enough. And I want you to know that right now. I just want you to just move that into your heart right now. And I just want you to feel like, what would it feel like to believe, to know, to vibrate at the energy level of knowing that you are more than enough right now? It was interesting. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Says, and God is able to make all grace abound, that ye always will have more than enough. God is able to make grace and favor come in abundance to you, so that you will always have more than enough. And I wanted to bring that out. Let me read the King. Let me see if the King James Version. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always have sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Let me see the NIV version. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, want, and desire, you would abound in every good work. NKJV version says, and God is able to make all grace towards you. Will give you all you need and will give you more than enough. You will have everything you need for yourself, and you will have enough left over to give when there is a need. That's the NLV version. I don't know, New Living Version, okay? I was when anybody said, I don't know what that is, and Spirit said, that's the New Living Version. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God can give you all you need. He will give you more than enough. You will have everything you need for yourself, and you will have enough left over to give where there is a need. I like that. NLT says, New Living Translation, I guess that's what that is. And God will generously provide all you need, and you will have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Why am I saying this? I just wanted to share a different version of different Bibles. But I want to share another scripture, which you also called Ephesians 3:20. Everybody knows that's one of my favorite scriptures. And what I want you to think about, and the reason I'm sharing these with you, is because I want to show you that everything God does for us, it's interesting. God doesn't just do enough. God does more than enough. Come on, y'all. God does more than enough. We have a kind of presence that lives in us, as us, all around us, that does more than enough. So Ephesians 3:20 reminds us that God said, now, I'll be doing this stuff from the top of my mind. At the same time, I'm typing it in, Tony. So, but abundantly, more than he can ever think, ask, or imagine. Can you imagine living life abundantly, being given abundantly more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine? Again, I'm going to give you different scriptures in there. Now, this is the King James Version. I gave you the Janine Ingram Version. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Think about that. Now unto him that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The New Living Translation. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty work and power within us to accomplish infinitely more than we can might, that we might ask or think. Now him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that works with us. I want you to think about, I can go through this Bible and give us plenty of thought processes of what examples of more than enough. But I want you to think about how nature operates. When we plant that one seed, whether it's an apple tree, coconuts, grapes, look how many watermelons. Look how many seeds and how many fruits that one seed produce. It's never one seed, one fruit. Look at all the apples on the apple tree. From that one tree. And then look at all the seeds that are in the seeds of the apple. The seeds that are in the apple. Think about nature and how God created all the beautiful, amazing things. He never, she never, it never. However we see this beautiful spirit, spirit never created just enough. Nothing about God was just enough. Nothing about spirit just enough. So people, I summed up the fact that you're not just enough, you're more than enough. If you come to my house, my mirrors have paint. I've painted in my mirrors. I am more than enough. I wake up and look in the eyes of God and I say to myself, I am more than enough. I am more than enough. And I want us to remember that. I love what I just read in The Science of the Mind. Life is a mirror. And when we don't like what's in the mirror, we can't clean the mirror and think it's going to change. Because the mirror is only a reflection, reflecting back to us. Instead of trying to figure out, oh, this ain't no reflection, just stop and ask Spirit, how can I create another reflection? Because this is not the reflection that I want to reflect, Holy Spirit. If it's a universal spiritual law, then why am I trying to debate the law? Because I don't want it to be what I want it to be. Forget it. Let's just clean up what's inside of me that's reflecting me. Evidently, it must be the law. I don't care what year. I don't care what year, family. We can read books from 1800. We can read science. We can read the Bible. You can read all these different religious texts. You're going to somewhere understand that life is a reflection of you. Now, you don't necessarily say in the Bible, life is a mirror and it's your reflection. But what it does say, life is the sum total of our belief, basically. Because what did Jesus say? Every time you are healed by your belief. Believe when you pray, if you believe, you get what you receive. You receive what you believe. What is that? Because life is a reflection of our belief system. If I'm living in lack, if I'm living in struggle, if I'm living from paycheck to paycheck, then I believe in the idea of paycheck to paycheck. Because it's an energetic expression that I probably was taught from my family. My mother live from paycheck to paycheck. My sister lived from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. And so I wanted to get off the ride. When I found out life was just a reflection of my belief, and if I could believe something different, then I could change it. I wanted to get off the ride. Now, that merry-go-ride, it took me, and I'm probably still working on it. I ain't going to even tell you no lie. I'm doing better. I have a better relationship with money. But my belief system, no matter how I wanted to tell you, oh, yeah, I believe in the unlimited presence of blah, 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 but I still had experiences of lack and struggle. So how did I take time to get those things out of me that was inherently in me was from Neville Goddard. Neville Goddard gave us an exercise. Neville Goddard was Reverend Ike's mentor, and he was around in the 1800s. And Neville Goddard gave plenty of exercises about the law of imagination. And he said the most powerful time in our life is the energy right before we go to sleep, because that's when we relax our resistance. You know, because we unconsciously resist new information to change how we operate in our life so that we don't continue to live the same life in and out. So right now I've been working on how to release the habit of being Janine. I'm reading that book right now, by the way. Releasing the Habit It's not called the releasing the habit of being Janine. It's called the release of the habit of being you. And I'm reading that book because I woke up and decided that I didn't want to continue my life. I'm ready to go to the next level. Not that even my life was bad, but it didn't reflect all the things that I wanted to reflect in the way that I wanted to reflect it. And I wanted to up-level my life. So how the only way I was going to be able to move my life to the next level was I had to let go of the thinking that created the life that I was in, right? And not that I did a bad job, because I have amazing children, I have an amazing family. I mean, anything I want, I actually manifest anything I really want to do. I mean, it's not a bad life. But if I wanted to go to the next level, I had to let go of the thinking that created this level of amazing. I wanted to go to another level of amazing. And the thing that Neville Goddard said is the thing, in order to change, we must first be aware of what we're conscious of. He said, you, at this very moment, drawn into your world that which you are not conscious of being, now you can see what is meant by you must be born again. He said, if you are dissatisfied with your present expression in life, the only way to change it is to take your attention away from that which seems so real to you and rise in consciousness to that which you desire to be. Let me say that again. He said, if you are dissatisfied with your present expression in life, the only way to change it is to take your attention away from that which seems so real to you and rise in your consciousness to that which you desire to be. He said, you cannot serve two masters. Therefore, you take your attention from one state of consciousness and place it upon another. It's to die from one and live to the other. That's in a book called At Your Command. And one of the exercises in there is an exercise that he does right before he goes to sleep. He reviews his day. He said, I take my day and I review it in my mind's eye. I start with the first incident in the morning, and I grow through the day. And when I come to any scene in my unfolding day that displeases me, or if it didn't please me, it just wasn't not as perfect as I thought it could have been, I stop right there and I revise it. I rewrite it. And after I have rewritten it so that it conforms to the ideal I wish I had experienced, then I experience that in my imagination as though I had experienced it in the flesh. And he does this right before he goes to bed. So he gives an exercise of, say you want to experience a different money situation. He says, take a $100 bill, $50 bill right before you go to sleep and just imagine it. He said, just take that real $100 bill, feel the $100 bill, love the $100 bill, and just, you know, become one with that money until you feel it into your heart. And he said, do it every night. Every night. Let's think about that right now. If you want to change your money situation, or say you're in a marriage and you don't like the marriage and how it is manifesting or playing out in your day-to-day operations. Instead of going to sleep, and this is why we stay stuck in situations, because this is the challenging part for us, is to rise above what it is that we're seeing. So if we see lack and struggle, we feel lack and struggle. So guess what? We continue to live lack and struggle because it's difficult or more challenging to rise above the idea that even though the bills are due, the bill collectors are calling, your bank account is in the minus, and you're to see nothing but abundance, even in the place of that, that's to rise above that consciousness. That's to see something different. That's the part that takes the work. Because you, and consciousness, again, is just another word for what? Awareness. So if you're seeing lack in this very moment, then you're drawing into your world that which you are now aware of being, which is lack. Now you can see what is meant by we must be born again. If you're dissatisfied with your present expression in life, the only way to change it is to take your attention away from that which seems so real to you and rise in consciousness. So what am I saying? In the middle of a situation where your husband or your wife may not be showing up in the present expression that you desire, our job is to rise in consciousness and to see something different. Imagine our spouse being loving, sending us flowers, or whatever you desire. And constantly see and affirm the relationship into that consciousness. Consciously see and affirm that present situation of lack as abundance. That's why the law of imagination is one of the most powerful laws we can really use, because it's the one that we can really shift and change how we're operating and expressing ourselves in the universe right now. Because what? Spirit knows no time, right? There's no time in spirit. Spirit only knows right now. So whatever we're experiencing, we have thought about it sometime before. Today is just an expression of my thoughts of yesterday, right? Let me say that again. Today is just the sum total of my expressions of thoughts from yesterday. So if I want my tomorrows to be different, then I have to conscious of what I'm being conscious of. Oof, being conscious of what I'm being conscious of. I want you to think about that right now. I just want you to say that in your mind. Be conscious of what I'm being conscious of. Be conscious of what I'm being conscious of. So if I'm feeling an illness in my body, am I focused on the illness? Or am I focusing on health? So when people come to me and say affirmations don't work, and I tell them, well, affirmations work, but they work with the idea of what it is that you're feeling when you're saying the affirmation, because the strongest magnetic force in the body, can anybody tell me? If you've been on this love journey, you know, right? Raise your hand and tell me if you know. It's the heart. What does that mean? The heart represents the feeling nature. The thought represents what we think, right? So if I think a thought, I'm planting a seed. When it's planted in my heart, that's when my emotions know self. My emotional body has allowed it to become one with who I am, and I'm being whatever that thought has planted into my heart. That's what it means to be love. So if I planted love in my thoughts and it becomes one in my heart, I manifest as being love. If I planted abundance in my thoughts and my heart is congruent with my thoughts, then I have become what it is that I planted. But if I think success and I feel poverty, do anybody know what we're going to manifest? This is like an algebraic expression. T is for thought. H is for heart. If I think it and don't feel it, what does that equal? It equals what I feel. What does that mean? Let's take and break it down. I want to break it down. Let's break it down. If I think I'm rich, but I feel poor, I will experience an expression of poverty. Why? Because thoughts, the seed, heart is the manifestation. So manifestation goes thought plus word plus feelings equal manifestation. I know you thought it was just as a man thinketh, but the word tells us as a man thinketh in the heart. It's not as a man, and I mean men, as men and women. So many times we hear, oh, as a man thinketh, so shall it be, and we forgot all about the heart. You'd have missed the heart altogether. You threw out the heart. Why did you throw out the heart? The Bible don't say, as a man thinketh, so shall it be. It said, as a man thinketh in his heart. heart. I know you didn't even know that your heart had a thought, right? You didn't know that your heart had a brain. So how do we get to the point that we become what we feel? How do we change the trajectory of the emotional body? That became my question. Because the emotional body is what I manifest from. Because the language of the universe, as anybody knows, is vibrational. So the language responds to the vibration that I vibrate on. Isn't that something? The universe responds to the vibration, not to my words and thoughts, but to my vibration. Vibration is just another word from what I'm feeling. Vibration is just another word of energy. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the universe responds to my energy. My energy is what invites into my space that becomes my mirror. So if I say I am rich and I'm experiencing an expression of poverty, that is the mirror right there. That's why I'm experiencing these things, because the outer world becomes the from the inner world, and my inner world is based on my vibrational frequency. It's all vibrational energy. It's all about her energy. So energy can only meet energy. Poverty can only meet poverty. And struggle can only meet struggle. Lack can only meet lack. But abundance can only meet abundance. Isn't that great? So if I keep switching my energy, and I love the idea that we have the power to do it, because guess what? It puts us on an even playing ground. That's why Reverend Ike says, if you want to experience abundance, go where the rich people live and just walk down those rich people's streets. So that's what I do when I want to experience. I go sit in the Ralph Lauren's or a really exquisite restaurant. Even at times when I didn't even have money to really pay $75 or $100, I may buy just some tea for $20, but just to experience. Or I go sit in a Waldorf Astoria and read me a book. Because abundance, experienced abundance. They have a place here called London House. Sometimes I go there and just watch the people. Soho House. You have to have a membership to really get in there, but I go in there and I eat, or I sit in there with my computer just to experience all the beauty and presence of people walking in there, money and all that stuff. And just to thank God, because I want more of this experience. When I go to Miami, I make sure I do the millionaire tour to immerse myself in the energy of vibration. Because the one thing I want you to really realize before, this is the last thing, and I'm gonna sum this up. Now, this is what I want you to understand about money. And I really want you to take this in. Because money is energy. What is money? It's energy. Energy. Right now, I just want you to really be conscious of money being energy. That's all. So it's not the idea of working hard for money. The idea is to shift the energy, right? It's an energy shift. It's an energy, and I want you to really hear this right now. What is money? It's an energy transfer. It's a transfer of energy. And when you see your holes in the process, what do I mean by holes? I mean, when you see there is a lack of energy in you or somewhere, that's where we got to stop and shift that energy right there. right there. You see what I'm saying? I just want you to shift that energy right there. Right where you feel a lack, a hole. And that's the work. To remember that you are abundant. To remember that you are all that God is. So then you become a magnet to the presence of money. Because somewhere, somebody praying right now for you to step into your greatness so that your greatness will be a blessing to them. And your energy exchange will be money. Because your story is going to bless them. Bless them so that your energy exchange will be money. Money is simply energy shift. Energy shift. How will you shift your energy into the life you desire? And that's what I want you to think about today. In this manifest march, how can we remove those deeply held beliefs that's creating the creation that we no longer want to experience in our life? And no matter how we want to fight the idea that life is a mirror, life is a mirror. It's a sum total of our belief system. It's yesterday's thoughts. Today is our yesterday thoughts. We are experiencing our yesterday thoughts. And if you want to experience a different tomorrow, then your today's thoughts have to be different. Your shift in your vibration must start today to change tomorrow. So how can I shift the consciousness so that I no longer experience what it is that I've been experiencing? Albert Einstein, in order to change or solve a problem, you can't solve it with the same mindset that created it. What does that mean? That means we got to shift from the known that we think we know and not know. Even if we think we know, let it go and open ourselves to the knowing of the universe so that the knowing of the universe can help us release ourselves from the habit of being ourselves so that we can create the greater version of ourselves. And we do that by shifting the consciousness. Now, I gave you two exercises. I'm going to go back over those two exercises, and then I'm going to let you go. I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. Oh, let me see if you have any questions before I go. Any questions, press 1. Star 6 on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, no, on teleconference, star 6. That's the 6712 number. That's the 712. Star 6, okay. I just wanted to make sure because consciousness is an interesting work. You know, it's a work that we have to do, especially if we grew up in an environment with parents who didn't understand consciousness, especially if we grew up in an environment who, you know, didn't teach us about being conscious and being aware and how to use our inner power to shift what's going on and didn't teach us about vibrations and feelings and emotions and things of that nature. So again, I'm going to remind you that our job is to shift in consciousness, rise in consciousness. This is from a book called At Your Command by Neville Goddard. It says, when you are at the very moment drawn into your world at which you are now conscious of being, you are in this right now moment drawn into your world which you are being. So I'm going to use aware because conscious is another word for aware. You are at this very moment drawn into your world that which you are now aware of being. Now you can see that what is meant by we must be born again. So if we're dissatisfied with the present expression in our life, the only way to change it is to take our attention away from what seems so real to us and rise in consciousness. So if we see a lack of consciousness, then we got to sit still and rise in consciousness and see abundance. If there's some illness in our body that we no longer want to feel an expression, then we can't focus in on that. We have to be aware of the health. God in me is my health. God in me is my wealth. Whatever it is you want to say that will help you rise in consciousness. We cannot serve two masters. Therefore, take your attention away from the one state of consciousness and place it upon another. It's to die from one and live from the other. And so at night, when before we go to sleep, as you review your day in your mind's eye and start with the first incident in the morning. Go through your day, and when you come to any scene that's unfolding in your day that displeases you, or if it didn't displease you, it just wasn't as perfect as you thought it could have been, stop right there and revise it. Rewrite it, and after you've rewritten it, make it so that it conforms to the idea that I wished I had experienced. And then he said he would experience in his imagination as if it was experienced in the flesh. So take that day before you go to sleep and just see your life the way you want to see it, in essence. What I do is I close my eyes. Since I've been reading this book, I didn't do it every night, even though I know this to be true. I should have been doing it all my life, but since I'm reading this book and doing the exercises, like last night, I just closed my eyes. I imagine my life being what I want it to be. And also just simply being grateful for my life as it is, because I'm grateful for my life. And I just imagine laying in an island sometimes. Sometimes I see my friends and us traveling together, having a girls' trip. I imagine how I want the love journey to be for this or something better. And then I give thanks. So let's start shifting the consciousness. This is a consciousness raising experience. It's about us living the God presence, our God-sized dream, and recognizing that the power to shift, to change, and experience the expression of life we desire, we must first experience inside. Walt Disney died before the Disney World was actually fully manifested. Walt Disney had a 3D version of Disney World on his desk. He had the renderings on the wall, and he had a 3D version of Disney World, and he saw Disney World every day. And when Walt Disney was on his deathbed, a friend came to visit him, and he said, it must be really a sad occasion to know that you will die before Disney World will be finished being built. He said, oh, I saw Disney World first. I saw it before you saw it. What was he saying? I've experienced Disney World before even Disney World was even being built in its physical form. I saw it in my mind's eye. I experienced it in my body. They call Walt Disney the father of imagineering. That's an interesting word, imagineering. Not the father of imagination, but the father of imagineering. I want you to think about the power of your imagination. Albert Einstein called it the God's way of previewing the coming attraction of our life. And so I want us to be more like children and spend time in our imagination and using the law of imagining to feel and to bring into our experience exactly the expression of life we desire. So I want to tell you that the power is in you. because you are a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember to dream and to live your God-sized dreams. To dream, it means to just let it be in our experience, in our mind, but to live it is to take action toward those dreams. That's what I mean when I say live them. Don't just dream it. Don't just wish it, but to live it and experience it and to feel it and to taste it. Most of the time, the only thing that keeps us from really experiencing life is courage. Take the courage to step out on you today. Nothing is more important than you. Bet on you. Invest in you. And remember, power to work it is inside. Have a great, amazing, wonderful field day. And know that you are enough, more than enough. It's been another episode of The Love Journey with Janine and Ingram, a.k.a. The Love Goddess, Lady Love. This is Jill Scott dreaming.
Love, but doesn't have a clue.